The shower. We'd spent the evening watching a movie and snuggling on the couch, enjoying the quiet intimacy that comes from being comfortable together. My body molded against his as I leaned into him, his arm wrapped around me. We had become engrossed in the movie. When it was done, we stayed like we were, kissing. He was taking his time, nibbling on my lips. This wasn't just a passing peck. After a particularly passionate kiss, we broke apart and started our nightly ritual. He turned off the television while I began locking things up. He took the wine glasses to the kitchen. Passing him as I moved to the back door, I slid my hand over his ass and down along the seam of his slacks, making him start slightly in surprise. "I think I'm going to shower before bed. You warm the sheets and I'll be there shortly," I laughed seductively. As I stood in the shower, hot water raining over me, I closed my eyes and let my hands travel my body, touching myself teasingly. In my head played pictures of times my lover had touched me here or there. Soapy and slick, I allowed myself to drift, not really caring about anything except how wonderful the water in my hands felt. The shower door opened, but I didn't open my eyes. I just stayed focused on my hands and my body. He was watching me. I could feel it. And since I know how excited watching makes him, I continued to slide slippery, soapy hands over my breasts, tweaking my nipples. Aroused by my own hands, but also by the fact that he was watching me, I slid one hand down over my stomach. Pushing my hand between my thighs, I felt my nipples harden and an electric shock went through me. I felt more than heard him inhale, and keeping my hand there, I reached out to touch his chest with the other, letting him know I was aware of him. Only then did I open my eyes. The look on his face was one of total fascination. He was very aroused. I reached up to kiss him. As I did, I took his hand and replaced mine with his, laying my hand over his, gently instructing him on how I wanted to be touched. The kiss deepened. The hot water rushing over our skin added to the intensity of the moment. His hand stroked me, playing my body like a fine instrument. Suddenly, my body tensed as I orgasmed. He watched wave after wave flow through me as his hand continued stroking me. I felt a flame like explosion, like beautiful fireworks course through me. I cried out, and the arms that were around his neck pulled him tightly to me, holding on for dear life. As he kissed my neck, his arms went around me, holding me as tightly as I clung to him. He whispered soft, intimate words into my ear as he kept holding me as the orgasm flowed and then ebbed into a quiet, more gentle state. Nipping my earlobe, he whispered, "I want you. I want to be inside you." I laughed with pleasure. Pulling him to me and kissing him, my tongue played along his lips. I softly sucked his tongue as my hands went downward, stroking him. I enticed him into a more aroused state. His breath was coming in small gasps, his kisses quick and urgent, as he moved from my mouth to my shoulder, biting softly between kisses. Smiling, for I loved to get him like this, I raised my leg to put my foot on the bench seat in our shower, and I took hold of him, guiding him into me. I smiled as I only allowed the very tip in, teasing him. He smiled too, a wicked smile, and stepped forward suddenly, plunging completely into me. I cried out in surprise and delight. He needed and wanted me badly. He thrust into me, touching all those places that make me go crazy, that make me cry out for more. It wasn't very long before we were both ready, clinging together as waves of orgasm washed over us. Pinned against the wall of the shower, I held on to him, kissing his ear, whispering to him how much I loved him, telling him what an incredible lover he was and how precious he was to me. And he kissed me, that spent, quiet, intense, gently passionate kissing where your whole body is wrapped up in the other person. All finished, he turned off the shower and I stepped out onto the carpet, taking a large towel off the rack. I opened it up and held it for him, wrapping it around him, along with my arms, as I pulled him into a deep kiss. As we kissed, he pulled a towel off the rack and wrapped it around my shoulders. He pulled me tightly against his chest, my nipples hardening against him as he nipped along my earlobe and down into the hollow of my neck. A shiver ran through me, the warmth of his breath tingled on my cooling skin. I laughed, my voice warm and playful. "You're insatiable." "Me?" he laughed, looking innocent. I chuckled and nodded. "Yes, you, sir. Only for you, my lady. Only for you."